Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin begins his second year in office today. When he was elected, he pledged to improve the quality of life in the city and make it a safer, more economically vibrant place. As WBHM's Cheryl Willer Stewart reports, the 37-year-old mayor has had some success, but there's much more to be done.
Randall Woodfin took to the stage with fanfare last November when he was sworn in at a ceremony outside of City Hall. Birmingham's previous mayor, William Bell, was often at odds with the city council. And as a result, many city initiatives stalled. Woodfin has vowed to do things differently. But that's not exactly how things have played out. Woodfin has had public disagreements with council members. A number of businesses in the city have closed, including the store where he bagged groceries as a teen. And he introduced a plan this summer to repair 100 homes in 100 days, but it's been slow going. Woodfin says change takes time.
I think all of government is a process. This is the opposite of the drive-through culture. Fast food restaurant, right? There is no Insta or instant anything. You can't just, I want this and the next week it happens.
He's got a list of first-year accomplishments. He's hired more police officers and they've taken more than 2,000 guns off the street this year, he says. Still, at least 97 people have died violently in the city this year. Woodfin says he wants to grow the police force even more.
When I campaigned, I said I wanted to get our force up to 1,000 police officers. What I'm glad about is that I didn't say I was going to do that in 100 days, because I know that wouldn't be realistic.
Another one of his big campaign promises was to consider the needs of all 99 neighborhoods. He promised to repair streets and sidewalks and get rid of blight. Earlier this year, he set up a separate fund for neighborhood revitalization. That was welcome news to residents like Willeen Boddy. She's president of the Greymont Neighborhood Association near Legion Field. And she says she's already noticed improvement. The city has cleared some lots and people seem to be taking better care of their property, she says.
My worst street is 4th Court West. And I know I was very encouraged when I walked 4th Court.
Besides fixing up neighborhoods, Woodfin wants to boost the city's economic development. He established a department focused on job creation and improving the talent pool for business recruitment. Development continues to grow in some parts of the city, but not all of them. On the south side and downtown, you can walk to a restaurant or a coffee shop, and grocery stores are nearby. Other areas aren't as vibrant, and it's hard to find healthy food options. Jessica Powers is with the Highland Park Neighborhood Association. She says she understands Woodfin's challenges as mayor. He's worked on some of the big picture issues, but she says there have been inconsistencies in the day-to-day services the city provides.
The trash pickup and the 311 and code enforcement.
311 is the city's complaint line established years ago. Earlier this year, Woodfin shut it down. He says he inherited a system that wasn't built for follow-up. A new system is in the works, he says. Powers says the city needs to enforce laws to keep communities clean.
You're working so hard to take care of your property and mow your grass and do what you know you're supposed to be doing. And then three houses down, you know, there are weeds growing up as tall as the structure, and that's really not fair to the neighborhood.
The city has a schedule to pick up brush and yard debris, but residents complain those pickups are often days or weeks behind. Woodfin says he'll continue working on the problems in his second year, but his priority will remain the same, neighborhood revitalization. Cheryl Wheeler Stewart, WBHM.